has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Any question?
No.
Okay. We'll see.
No,
we'll
I don't
see.
Have any questions.
We'll just wait and see if someone else comes who does. Well, it doesn't look like anybody has any questions. So we're going to do a short a reclass.
That'll be good.
From the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 14, the left, second column from the left. It'll open up to the RE landing page. And if you scroll down to Parashat Shemini, the third link, the real blood rites. We start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Ditki Lurkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu. Ve'achta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe. Ve'yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Proper intentions for slaughtering are the cosmic struggle between good and evil. Rabbi Chaim Vital relates, the following are the meditations my master, the Arizal of sainted memory, taught to Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen of blessed memory. The Jewish people were given the mitzvah to shecht animals, to slaughter animals, according to specific rules before eating their meat. You must shecht any of your herd or flock which Hashem has given you, as I have commanded you. Only then may you eat in your gates as much as you desire. Spiritualization of the physical flesh depends a great deal on the purity of thought and intentions. In contrast to an everyday butcher, the ritual slaughterer, called a shochet in Hebrew, in Judaism is in a position of great honor. In order to be a shochet, a person should ideally be of exemplary character, a Torah scholar, pious, and a God-fearing. In addition to being well-versed in the laws of ritual slaughter, and expect an expert in their performance. This is because as we will see, the act of ritual slaughter, the first stage towards the eventual consumption of flesh by the Jew, is an intensely spiritual act. And the spiritualization of the physical flesh depends a great deal on the purity of thought and intentions of the shochet. As you know, regarding the mystical intentions one should have while eating all creatures of this world, need to be rectified and refined. This is in order that they reach the spiritual level of the primal matter of which they were made when the world was created. The primordial sin, that of eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, caused a spiritual fall in the ability of material creation to sustain spiritual consciousness. Our task in life is to refine the physical world so that it can once again be receptive to this level of divine awareness. This level of refinement is similar to that exemplified by the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was a Talmudic sage. His donkey refused to eat untied barley. I am adding, it is important to remember that prior to the flood, mankind did not have permission to eat animals. This permission was given to assist the elevation of human souls, since many souls of the flood generation reincarnated as animals. This includes some souls that are called tzaddikim in the last 400 years. An additional comment. In modern times, there appears to be a growth to various aspects of vegetarian eating. This is an indication that the person who chooses to not eat meat has no future tikkun with the souls presently reincarnated into animals. And another additional comment. The most negative people were incarnated into the generation of the flood. This obviates any teaching that vegetarians are more spiritual or of a higher frequency than other humans. Continuing, it happens many times that human souls are reincarnated into animals. In addition, it happens many times that human souls are reincarnated into animals. If the animal is slaughtered with the proper intentions, it helps extricate the incarnated soul from the punishment it is undergoing. It can then re-enter a human body the next time it enters the world, as it was meant to originally. There are thus two basic objectives of ritual slaughter: to elevate the spiritual nature of the material animal flesh, and in sporadic instances, to help the reincarnated soul finish its process of rectification. The mystical purpose of ritual slaughter, then, is to sweeten all the judgments. Both the descent, the despiritualization of material reality, and the rectification process of the reincarnated soul are manifestation of God's attribute of judgment, which was invoked in the first place by the sin or the wrongdoing of man. Counteracting this attribute by spiritualizing reality is called sweetening the judgment. Please note, certain Talmudic sages are also known to have known various animal languages. One Thursday, we were sitting before my master, and a goat came up to us and placed its two front paws on the table. My master began to converse with it in its language. He then told me to go buy this goat and have it slaughtered for Shabbat. He then told Rabbi Moshe Sofino to slaughter it according to the above detailed meditations. When I later asked my teacher what this soul did that it had to be punished by being reincarnated into this goat, Sol was a great scholar from Talmudic times, who had engaged in marital relations with his wife by candlelight. May God preserve us, and may we all say amen. Marital relations are supposed to be conducted in the dark for reasons of modesty and intimacy. The Hebrew word for goat, eitz, also reads as brash, az, in Hebrew. That's the completion of this very short lesson. I could speak for a long time about this issue as it applies to us today. Do you think that the meat that is marked kosher today, that is given a heksher by OU or any of the other rabbinical marks, do you think that meat is truly kosher? Yet it is the only meat that we have. The fact that the rabbis certify it as kosher, even though it's incorrect to do so, is just an indication of how low our generation has fallen. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.